Driving Performance Through Learning, A Guide to Transforming Workplace Learning. Introduction: The Changing Landscape of Organizational Learning. As I sit down to write this book, I'm acutely aware of the rapid changes sweeping through the world of work and learning. The traditional models of corporate training are no longer sufficient to meet the needs of today's organizations. In this fast-paced, technology-driven era, learning and development professionals must adapt and evolve to drive real performance improvements. Throughout my career in L&D, I've witnessed firsthand the struggles many organizations face in aligning learning initiatives with business goals. Too often, we fall back on outdated approaches that fail to deliver meaningful results. It's time for a paradigm shift, one that places performance at the heart of learning. In this book, I'll share practical strategies for transforming workplace learning to directly impact organizational performance. We'll explore how to diagnose true business needs, leverage data and technology, facilitate social learning, and create a culture of continuous improvement. My goal is to provide you with an actionable blueprint for driving performance through learning in your organization. Part 1: Aligning Learning with Business Strategy. The first step in driving performance is ensuring learning initiatives are tightly aligned with organizational goals and strategy. As L&D professionals, we must move beyond simply delivering training programs to becoming true performance consultants. This requires having meaningful conversations with business leaders to understand their priorities and challenges. We need to ask probing questions like, what are the key performance indicators for the business? Where are the biggest gaps or obstacles to achieving those goals? How can learning interventions directly address those gaps? Only by starting with business needs can we design learning solutions that drive real impact. This may mean moving away from traditional course catalogs and instead creating targeted performance support tools, microlearning assets, or on-the-job coaching programs. For example, when I worked with a large retail organization, we shifted from generic customer service training to creating short video demos of specific selling techniques tied to key product launches. This allowed us to rapidly upskill the sales team and directly impact revenue targets. The key is to always keep the end goal in mind: improved business performance. Every learning initiative should have a clear line of sight to measurable outcomes that matter to the organization. Part 2: Leveraging Data and Technology. In today's digital world, we have access to more data and technology than ever before to enhance learning. Yet many L&D teams struggle to effectively harness these tools. We need to become more data-driven and tech-savvy to maximize our impact. Start by identifying the key metrics that matter for your learning programs. This could include engagement data, assessment scores, on-the-job application rates, or business impact measures. Establish clear dashboards to track these metrics and use the insights to continuously improve your solutions. When it comes to technology, focus on tools that enable learning in the flow of work. This could mean embedding performance support directly into business systems, creating mobile apps for just-in-time access to knowledge, or leveraging AI-powered chatbots to answer employee questions. For instance, I worked with a manufacturing company to create an augmented reality app that provided step-by-step guidance for equipment maintenance procedures. This dramatically reduced errors and improved efficiency compared to traditional training manuals. The goal is to make learning seamless and frictionless, available at the point of need. By leveraging data and technology effectively, we can create more personalized, adaptive learning experiences that drive real behavior change. Part 3: Facilitating Social and Collaborative Learning. While technology is important, we can't forget the power of human connection in learning. Some of the most impactful learning happens through social interactions and collaboration with peers. As L&D professionals, we need to create more opportunities for employees to learn from each other. This could involve setting up communities of practice, facilitating peer coaching programs, or using social learning platforms to enable knowledge sharing. I've seen great success with initiatives like Lunch and Learn sessions, where employees teach each other new skills, or cross-functional project teams that allow for learning across departments. The key is to create a culture where knowledge sharing is valued and rewarded. We should also leverage the expertise of internal subject matter experts. Rather than always bringing in outside trainers, empower your own employees to create and share content. This not only taps into deep organizational knowledge, but also helps engage and motivate your workforce. Remember, learning doesn't just happen in formal training settings. Some of the most valuable insights come from informal conversations and on-the-job experiences. Our role is to facilitate and amplify these social learning opportunities. Part 4, embracing agile and continuous learning. In today's fast-changing business environment, we can no longer rely on static, one-off training programs. We need to embrace a more agile, iterative approach to learning that allows for continuous improvement and adaptation. This means moving away from long development cycles for courses and instead creating minimum viable learning products that can be quickly deployed and refined based on feedback. It also requires a shift in mindset from training completion to ongoing performance support and reinforcement. For example, instead of a traditional onboarding program, consider creating a series of microlearning modules that new hires can access over their first few months, supplemented by regular check-ins with managers and peers. This allows for a more personalized, adaptive learning journey. We should also encourage a growth mindset and create psychological safety for employees to experiment and learn from mistakes. Celebrate learning moments, not just successes. Create feedback loops that allow for rapid iteration and improvement of learning solutions. By embracing agility and continuous learning, we can ensure our L&D efforts remain relevant and impactful in a constantly evolving business landscape. Part 5, redefining the role of L&D. As we shift our approach to learning, the role of L&D professionals must also evolve. We need to move beyond being order takers and course creators to become true performance consultants and learning experience designers. This requires developing new skills like data analysis, design thinking, and performance consulting. We need to be comfortable having strategic conversations with business leaders and translating organizational needs into effective learning solutions. It also means letting go of some traditional L&D responsibilities. Instead of trying to control all learning, we should focus on curating and facilitating access to the best internal and external resources. Our role is to create the conditions for effective learning, not to be the source of all knowledge. This shift may be challenging for some L&D professionals, but it's essential for driving real business impact. By repositioning ourselves as strategic partners focused on performance, we can elevate the value and influence of the L&D function. Conclusion: the future of learning is performance-driven. As we look to the future, it's clear that the most successful organizations will be those that effectively leverage learning to drive performance. By aligning with business strategy, harnessing data and technology, facilitating social learning, embracing agility, and redefining our roles, we can transform workplace learning into a true competitive advantage. The journey won't be easy, but the potential impact is immense. When we get it right, learning becomes seamlessly integrated into the flow of work, directly contributing to individual and organizational success. I hope this book provides you with practical insights and strategies to drive performance through learning in your organization. The future of L&D is bright, but only if we're willing to evolve and focus relentlessly on what matters most: improved business performance. Let's embrace this challenge and lead the way in transforming workplace learning.